a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Up here, we are joined on the line with Lucy from Dick Move. How's it going?
Hello, good. I love to be confused with Block Party. That's
Oh man, my words are all in a jumble today, but it is so great to have you here to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you've got your second studio release containing 13 tracks.
Yes.
It's coming out in a week's time exactly, I'm pretty sure. 6th October?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
6th October, it'll be in your hot little hands.
Ooh,
or in your hot
so
little
exciting.
Record stores anyway.
Can't wait. How does it feel to be having that, you know, a week away to be shared with the world, I guess?
It feels very exciting. We've been sitting on this for quite a while. Like, we basically recorded it, like, at the end of last year, so
oh yeah,
it's been ready to go for a while. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we're very excited.
That's so
yeah,
exciting.
As are we.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about what this album is about? Some of the inspirations.
Well, if you've listened to the first album, it's pretty much thematically same kind of stuff. Like, mm-hmm. we sing a lot about landlords and
yeah.
sing a lot about you know, needing the people who hold the power to be held account for being oppressive,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
A whole lot of that, you know, that kind of fun stuff.
Yeah.
But also there's some party tunes and yeah, just good messages with a lot of fast fun.
Yeah, yeah. Some important messages and delivered in a fun, sick way.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
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 That's what we do.
Yeah.
I absolutely love the punk sound of all your music, so super excited.
Yeah, I love the tracks that have come out so far from the new album.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, so excited to see what the rest are like. I actually watched the music video for Feel Better earlier today, and I loved it. I thought it was super fun and pretty hectic, actually.
Yeah, that one was... It was a real kind of high risk, high reward situation.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
We shot it with sports team, and I don't know. I don't head downtown in Auckland that often on a Saturday night, and I didn't really know what it was going to be like.
No.
But it turns out, if you dress up like a news team, people really want to talk to you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So yeah, we had a lot of hens parties and stag do's.
I saw that actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot
they
about
were
the...
real good sports.
Oh, cool, yeah, cool. Was there any like particular standout individual or interaction from that experience? I'm sure there's like plenty. Just
God, there were so many. There were a couple guys I think that are in there. There's the two guys with the road cones that really
classic.
They really like
classic.
They like really directed the way that we wanted them to be seen. They're like, stand there. We want to be like singing into this road cone. We're like, great. And then there was the other guy who I think we put into the teaser on our Instagram.
Mm.
Who just I was just talking, and then he just came up and grabbed the microphone and said, "Fuck around the pussy." So we're
I
like,
saw
yeah,
that actually.
Right.
Yep. Like,
yeah.
That's still going strong. What a throwback.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Like, yes, we are on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Never, never die. Never let
yeah,
that
exactly.
one. Yeah, on the topic of the track list and, like, you know, what's come out so far, is there any particular track that you personally found to be, like, holding a special place or had a message that you really... resonated with? I'm sure the whole album for sure, but
I think my favorite, and I think actually the whole band's favorite song is Wet, which
Ooh,
the album is named after.
Yeah,
obviously. that song is about my leaky flat.
Oh no. I'm
yeah,
sure
so I have a flat that unfortunately was, you know, one that got absolutely fucked up in Cyclone Gabrielle at the start of this year.
Yeah,
it's actually fine. Like,
okay.
we're still living there.
Nice.
I don't know if that's like a good thing because it's probably incredibly unhealthy. But
yeah.
I have a roof over my head,
that's
even
good.
Though it's full of holes.
Oh.
But yeah, so I think that song I wrote like in the middle of the night one night when I was listening to the rain pour through my roof into the pots and pans strategically placed around the flat. I really love that song. It's you know, it's about kind of, you know, the housing crisis, but also about the kind of wider feeling of feeling like you're drowning under capitalism.
Yeah.
But because we named the album Wet, and that's obviously a very evocative word, we thought we'd have a bit of fun with that, hence the masterfully shot cover image by Francis Carter.
It looks great.
Yeah,
if the listeners haven't checked it out, definitely do that.
It's very good, but the trick is that it's kind of a prank, because the back cover is actually like all of this imagery that's in complete juxtaposition to the front cover. So keep your eyes peeled when you see it. You'll know.
But
probably that song is my favorite on the album, and awesome. I cannot wait for you all to hear it.
I can't. Now I know. Oh my goodness.
We have a video coming out for that as well, so it's going to be cool. Sick. So
Yay! Yeah. Now, you guys formed in 2019, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm. And a lot, obviously, has changed since then. Been a hectic few years, especially in good old 2020. How has your band kind of developed and changed since forming in 2019?
Well, there's been a whole pandemic between this album and the last.
Yeah.
And I was reflecting on that recently, and I was thinking, I wonder if that kind of, influenced any of the songwriting or anything. Mm. But turns out we didn't solve capitalism with the first album, and all the things that we were yelling about then, we're still yelling about now. So it's
keep yelling.
But I think
keep yelling.
Yeah. Exactly. There's a lot of landlord content in there.
Yeah.
But I think in terms of us as a band, we're just better, and we just know each other better. We know how we play better, and we really wanted to impress our incredible producer Peter Riddell, who's from Wax Chattels and Sulfate, who produced the first and second album. So I think we made this one a little bit more exciting and interesting musically. And I guess in terms of lyric writing, I think that was my first. This is my first band I've ever been in, so that was the first time I'd ever tried to write songs.
Wow,
and
nice.
I think with this album, I think I just am a little bit more comfortable with it, and a little bit more comfortable with bringing kind of more personal stories to the floor, hoping other people can relate to that. I don't know. It's been a pretty weird 3 years, but we've got some good content out of it, I guess.
Yeah, there's always that.
Yeah. One thing we can do with trauma is write songs about
it. Yes, absolutely.
And you guys have a tour coming up in early to late October, just throughout October, I guess. How are you guys feeling for that one?
We are so excited. We haven't been on the road in New Zealand for a long time.
Was it 2020, the last one?
We were on tour. We've been on tour every year, but we haven't done much this year. We haven't. I don't think we've been to the South Island at all this year.
Oh wow!
I don't think.
We're excited to have you.
yeah, and so we're playing at yours on the 21st of October.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Awesome venue.
The Dud Uglies and Night Lunch.
Yeah,
our lovely Cal's cool. Night Lunch. We play with quite often.
Awesome.
But we haven't been to yours before, and we have heard very good things.
Yeah, I will vouch for that. I've been to a few gigs at yours, and just as a space, it's really awesome. So it'll be...
Yeah, it sounds like very, a very wholesome vibe. They kind of look after you. And
absolutely. Yeah. They do awesome work over there, so...
Yeah.
It's great to have people coming.
And I saw that throughout this tour, you've got some really, cool bands... playing with you guys, like Melanie, Guardian Singles, Threat Meat Protocol, and Goya. Do you guys kind of pick which bands you get to play on tour with you, or what's the process for that?
We definitely pick, and we were very lucky that in every city our first picks were able to play with us. So, we've played with most of them before, and are quite good friends with them. But we're very excited. We kind of just go, I don't know, who do we think will fit the vibe? We've got an interesting one on election night playing in Wellington.
That's going to be big.
we've got a pretty stacked lineup with Goya, EUG, and Pop OD. And we're like, I think that's a very good punk night for either celebrate or, you know, commiserate the the outcome of the election.
Yeah. Yeah. And that one's at Moon, isn't it? Newtown.
Yeah, that one's at Moon.
Yep. Cool so spot as well. Exciting. Yep.
Yeah, awesome.
Wow. It has been a pleasure to chat to you today.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So much exciting things to come for Dick Move, the new album being released very soon.
A week's time, in fact.
Super exciting. So everyone listening, got to keep your eyes and ears
engaged,
on the lookout for when that one comes out.
And the music videos. Yeah, check that out. They're
always fun to watch the music video.
Yeah.
Love it.
Big fan.
Is there any final words you would like to say to the listeners this afternoon?
I guess the only other thing I'd like to say is please vote.
Please.
Please get out and vote.
Back you on that one.
Yeah, it feels really good to have an album coming out like 2 weeks before the election. Just like, I don't know, well, the thing that we try and do is get people fired up and engaged. So I guess, any chance I get to tell people to go and vote, please go and vote.
Yeah.
We've got to get our voices out there. But otherwise, other than that, I can't wait to see you and anyone who's listening.
Yeah.
If they want to come.
Yeah. We'll be there.
To the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very excited. We love playing Dunedin.
We're excited to have you here.
Absolutely.
Not too long away.
No.
That was Lucy from Dick Move. So, on that note, we have Feel Better from Dick Move.
A great track with a great music video.
Yeah.
Check it out.
And then after that, we've got some of the bands that are playing on tour with Dick Move, such as Night Lunch, Melanie, Guardian Singles. So, keep it locked on Radio 191 FM. Hope you enjoy.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.